Another week, another new metalcore release. Let's check it out. Hello, my name is Sam. Hope you are having a very nice day. And today we are going to be looking at the latest album from Sleepwaker, entitled Alias. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based metalcore outfit Sleepwaker are bursting onto the scene with their second full-length album, Alias, their first with UNFD Records. I hadn't heard of these guys before this year, but the amount of buzz and dust that these guys were kicking up in such a short amount of time prompted me to bump them up to the top of the list when listening to new music this week. While I will say that it wasn't my favorite record that I've ever heard, I did get a little bit of insight into what the future of metalcore might hold for us. Alias tries to go headfirst into these themes of the future, implementing technological style lyrics and electronic effects to carve out the vibe of what 2040 might look like. And they really partially succeed. Some tracks definitely worked if this was their goal. Take the penultimate track that I'm sure many people will be talking about and have already talked about, Synthetic Veins. It's a very futuristic track. Lots of lyrics about technological qualities turning from man into machine. The synthetic voice in the background was also a nice touch because it enhanced the track instead of feeling rather cliched as a lot of other tracks have. The breakdown is also the best breakdown on the album, hands down. The guitars get toned down so much that they start to sound like they got tuned by the devil himself with the amount of effects put on the damn thing. However, this is really the only track that I can see purely justifying the themes of the record sonically, because a lot of these tracks don't exactly break the futuristic ground that I feel like they were trying to. The track Skin is probably the best example of this. The lyrics detail this idea of becoming a machine. There are references to Ghost in the Shell and Blade Runner 2049 to push that theme through. However, in doing so, it uses sounds that have been done so often that the lyrics become less meaningful. The sounds are executed as well as they can be, but it doesn't really propel anything other than ferocity. And while that might not be what draws my particular ears, I do think that if you are looking for something that drives power, this might be the song for you. If we are talking about a sound that is somewhat outdated or overused, we're going to look at the track Melatonin. It's a song that came out almost 2 years ago, I think. It's already lived out its life as a single. I don't really see the reason for it to be on here. And while I was listening, I was kind of confused. I didn't really know why I didn't like this song. Why wasn't I clicking with this? It's not that I go out of my way to not like a song. I would rather go into something starting from 100 than starting at 0. And for some reason, I just wasn't clicking with this song. That's when I realized that the chorus, both structurally and musically, is so similar to the verses that it makes the whole track feel like it's just one long verse. And in a song that is super brutal, it doesn't really work as well as many other songs do when it comes to a one verse style lyrical quality. Now, I do want to point out that the style of music isn't something I actively want to dislike, as I've said before. I've talked about a similar concern with Born of Osiris. The music is fine, it just doesn't really grab my attention in the way that it probably set itself out to. Metalcore is a cool genre. I don't want that to get construed in any way, but it needs some type of massive boost to keep it afloat, and I'm just not really getting that from a lot of these songs. One aspect that does keep this above the average metalcore record, though, is the production. The guitars are mixed super well, that they always sound ominous and overwhelming in a great way. It's the type of power that you want to surround yourself with, if that makes sense. Speaking of surrounding, these drums are standouts because they can pack up serious punch. Unlike many other albums this year, particularly hardcore albums, they feel like they could fill up a tiny room or a set of headphones or a stadium with ease. They sound awesome. That's really the biggest compliment I can give the record, because a lot of the songs just are not captivating enough to give it another listen. It reminds me in a lot of ways like the record Lost in the Waves by Landmarks, which came out earlier this year. Both records are very short, and they both serve as reminders that the metalcore genre needs something more than just the tried and true formula. Because yes, tried and true means that it's working, but also at the same time, I don't really see the longevity of the genre if it is going to be based on albums such as this, if that makes any sense. However, what I guess I can say that I like more about this record, without a doubt, is that Sleepwaker knows what they can do, and they don't try anything completely outlandish that it falls flat on its face, unlike some tracks off of the Landmarks album. That French rap bit was Not really the greatest move. The other thing is they both add in interludes into these already relatively short albums, which I guess is a good segue into the track Cold Moon. I'm curious as to what the song is trying to accomplish because it doesn't really feel like a full-length song. It's 2 minutes and it doesn't really have that much of a structure. It felt like the words and the instruments are weaving out of each other. And for the most part, I usually like this type of stuff, but with this song, it just doesn't really feel like much of anything. It feels like dead space. For an album that is only 10 songs, you don't really have a lot of time for an interlude. And while I don't really vehemently despise the track, there probably should have been something else here than just the brief moment that Cold Moon was. Now, there were some tracks on this album that stood out enough to me that I felt like they had a life of their own outside of this record. Like I said, Synthetic Veins is one of those tracks, but another one that I really enjoyed was Serenity. The intro is very sick. The collision of cleans and screams during the chorus is one of my favorite vocal moments on the entire record. It's a crushing track that felt the most well-rounded out of everything on here. It's a high-octane track and it gets the job done. My one complaint is that the vocalist shouts go as a sort of mosh call, and then the song ends maybe 5 seconds later. It's not bad enough that I dislike it. I just found it a little funny. And while I didn't necessarily hate any tracks on this record, I feel like there were two in particular that I could probably go the rest of my life without listening to and be just fine. These are Insomniac and 110 Minutes. Insomniac is very short and doesn't really hold a ton of weight to the album overall, and then 110 Minutes feels like it's trying to hold up so much weight that it ends up getting nothing. With this track specifically, there are some glitchy elements set in. There's a section in the middle where it's nothing but glitch, but the song blends together with everything else that I've already heard that it didn't really even faze me. So overall, I get what this album is trying to do, but I don't really think it goes far enough into doing so. You can sound like you're from the future, but that's not impossible. Take records such as I Let It In and It Took Everything by Loathe and Underneath by Code Orange from last year, and you can see where this sort of futuristic mindset can go. But relying on some of the most basic sounds in metalcore is not the best way to go about it. You can't really categorize this as a new form of metalcore if you're not doing enough to propel it forward. It's not a bad album. I'm not going to say that, but the more I thought about it, the more I realized that in terms of the sonic goal that they probably had, they only did it half-wittedly. I'm not giving up on this band, though. Sleepwaker proves that they have the chops to make something good. This just might not be it for me. The production was sick. There were cool bits and pieces on this record. I am going to check them out in the future and see what they can craft for their next full length. This is a very solid point in their career, but it's not near the magnum opus that they probably wanted. I do think that they are fully capable of making one, though. Alias by Sleepwaker on July 29th, 2021 is getting a 5.56, 5.75 out of 10 from me. I'm not gonna pick between the two. Thank you very much for listening to my review of Alias by Sleepwaker. It means a ton to me. Thank you so much. What did you think about this record? Did you like it? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Did you loathe it? I would love to know. My Instagram is textbook chaotic good, all one word, much like the title of this show. I am wishing everybody happiness and health, and I will see you next time.